Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day can bring about different emotions about the past year when coming into this new year. Perhaps this past year was a joyful year and you hope and pray that next year will be just as joyful. Perhaps it was a sad year and you hope and pray that there will be joy and comfort given to you from the Lord. Perhaps it was a very frustrating year and you want a new start. A new start. Many people strive to make resolutions that will help them in the future, especially at the new year. For some people, their goal is fitness related. If I can lose this weight, or I can run this far, or for this long, that'd be great by next Christmas. For some people, their goal is financial related. If I want to pay off this loan or that loan, or I want to have X amount of dollars in my bank account by the end of the year. The list of goals that people have go on and on. If you name it, you should be able to find a goal of some sort that someone is working on somewhere. To achieve our goals, we usually set plans. If fitness is your goal, then you have a training plan to follow week by week by week. If you have a financial goal, you have a detailed budget that is the tool of choice for you to accomplish your goal. We have plans that we want to follow, and these plans serve as a guide to help us achieve our goals. There were plans for the Jews to follow that God had given them. Of the plans that God set out for his people, circumcision was one of them. From the time that God told Abraham, "This is my covenant, which you shall keep, between me and you and your offspring after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised." This was a recognized and followed custom of the day. If you were Jewish and your wife bore a son, then they would be circumcised on the 8th day. This happened generation after generation after generation, all the way to Jesus. Jesus was part of the offspring that God was talking about, this covenant between God and his people. Our gospel reading today records that event. It was under the law that Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to be circumcised on the 8th day. They were required to follow the law that God had given to his people. The circumcision was a sign. It was a sign of being part of the people of Israel. It was a sign to show who you followed and who you belonged to. This was important. It was one of the many things on the long and large list that Jews had to follow and to do. When we set our own goals, we work to accomplish them. While we may have the best intentions to curb this sin or that sin, the law bears down on us. When we sin, the law tells us that we are in the wrong. The law shows us our sin. We set the goal of committing or not committing that one particular sin. We make plans to avoid anything that reminds us of that one sin, but inevitably we fail. No matter what we do, we will sin and we will fail. And the law bears down on us, reminding us of our failures. The Ten Commandments were given to the Israelites for their own good. Not only was it given to keep them right with God, if they could even possibly do that, but also to keep them out of trouble. Following the commandments meant less drama in your life. If you murder someone, you end up in prison. If you don't murder someone, you don't end up in prison. Therefore, less drama in your life. If you commit this sin, then this will be the consequence, and so on. The Ten Commandments were meant to be a guide that the Israelites were supposed to follow and to do. God's plan was so much bigger than anyone could have even imagined. Circumcision showed who the people of God were. After Christ's death on the cross and resurrection, circumcision no longer counted as anything. As we heard in our epistle reading from Galatians, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. Circumcision was very important before Christ's death and resurrection. The point of circumcision was later argued between Peter and Paul as to if Christians were to circumcise or not. But as we see in Galatians, there is no longer a distinction. It is no longer only Jew and not Greek, but both. There is neither slave nor free, and the Israelites would have been very familiar with being enslaved in their past. There is no longer male and female, both are saved, for all are one in Christ Jesus. Those differences no longer matter standing before God in regard to salvation. As we are heirs of Christ, we are heirs of Abraham. Abraham believed and it was counted to him as righteousness. It was based on faith, not based on the law, but what faith had given. You are heirs of the promise. Heirs of the inheritance promised to you by God. The promise to Abraham and to all generations after him. Heirs of the inheritance promised to you. The sacrifice of Christ on the cross and his resurrection for you. As heirs of Christ, we receive the inheritance promised when Christ died. The forgiveness of sins and eternal life with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In him, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus from generation to generation, forever and ever. Amen.